Hey, thanks for joining us on another Marlins Rewind. After the momentum goes Philadelphia's way Friday night, they carry it into Saturday. And with the full game rewind, here's Glenn Geffner.
Well, on Friday night series opener, we need 4 hours, 43 minutes, and 13 innings to determine a winner here in Philadelphia. But tonight, there would not be that kind of suspense. This ball game essentially was over in the bottom of the first inning. Philly scored 5 times against Jose Urania, and that was more than enough for Jeremy Hellickson, who continues his season-long mastery of the Marlins. Phillies take the ballgame 8-0, and they have clinched the season series win. Jose Urania facing Hellickson tonight. Hellickson so good against the Marlins throughout the season in search of his 12th win overall. Urania looking to continue the success he enjoyed Sunday at home against the Dodgers when he came within one out of throwing a complete game shutout. 8 2/3 scoreless against L.A. on Sunday, but he'd have no such luck in this one tonight. Marlins had a chance against Hellickson in the top of the first. D. Gordon led off with a single. He stole second with one out. Martin Prado was hit by a pitch, but Christian Yelich hit into a 4-6-3 double play, and the Marlins returned away. They were 0-2 in the first inning with men in scoring position, continuing their struggles from the Friday night series opener. They wound up 0-4 tonight with men in scoring position, and they are just 2-17 in the series. In the bottom of the first, the Phils wasted no time jumping on Jose Urania. The leadoff man Cesar Hernandez singled after Roman Quinn lined to short. He had a man on with one out for center fielder Odubel Herrera.
Have the long ball capability. Here's a line drive out into right center. That gets down for extra bases. Coming to third is Hernandez. He's been waved. The relay to the plate. And sliding in safely is Hernandez. 1-0 Phillies on a double to right center by Odubel Herrera.
Tommy Joseph, the first base, and he was added to the lineup at the last minute when Ryan Howard was scratched due to some fluid buildup on his left knee. Joseph then singled, and that put men at the corners for Michael Franco.
Urania at 3-2 delivers, and a sharp line drive, base hit down the left field line for extra bases into the corner near the 334 side. Home to score is Herrera. Joseph goes over to third. It's a double for Michael Franco. A 2-0 lead for the Phillies. They've had 4 hits, including 2 doubles. 2-0 here in the first with just one out.
And with second and third, the Marlins opted to intentionally walk Freddy Galvis, hoping to set up a force out at the plate or maybe a double play ball even. Urania was able to strike out Aaron Altherr for the second out in the inning, but with the bases loaded, he went after the number 8 man, catcher A.J. Ellis.
The pitch from Jose Urania. Grounded over the bag at third. What a big hit for A.J. Ellis. One run is home. A second run is home. Here comes a third run home. It is a 3-run bases clearing double for A.J. Ellis, the number 8 hitter. And a 5-0 first inning Phillies lead.
Ellis had been 1 for his last 11. He'd been in a 4-for-30 drought. But that 3-run double broke it open. That's our move of the game, brought to you by the official movers of the Marlins. All My Sons Moving and Storage. When it comes time to move your family, let All My Sons be your official movers too. Learn more at allmysons.com. The pitcher Hellickson struck out to finally end the first inning, but the Phils sent 9 men to the plate. They scored 5 runs on 5 hits and a walk. It was a 29-pitch first inning for Jose Urania. In the second, he got the first man, Cesar Hernandez, but then he walked Roman Quinn. Quinn was a race on a fielder's choice ground ball. Odubel Herrera reaching first base. So he was on with 2 outs for Tommy Joseph.
A hit and run where don't steal or steal. Here's a high fly ball hit by Joseph. Deep left center. And Yelich back there at the wall. Can't get it. It's gone. A 2-run home run for Tommy Joseph. His 20th of the year gives him 40 RBIs. And it gives the Phillies a 7-0 second inning lead.
So Joseph wasn't even supposed to be in the lineup. 2-for-2 against Jose Urania. A single, a 2-run homer, 2 runs scored. Now 5-for-5 in his career against the Marlins right-hander with a double and a couple of homers. Michael Franco followed with a single, but Freddy Galvis struck out. Urania was out of the second, but when his time came to hit in the third, he was out of the ballgame. Urania pulled after 2 very rough innings tonight. 7 hits, 7 runs, all earned. He walked 2, struck out 3, allowed the Joseph home run through 49 pitches, 29 strikes. Justin Nicolino, first man of the bullpen, pitched a perfect third inning, got the first man in the fourth, but then back-to-back singles by Roman Quinn and Odubel Herrera had something brewing for the Phillies. A walk to Tommy Joseph loaded the bases for Michael Franco. Tied for the team lead, though, with 22 home runs. Ground ball up the middle. Rojas dives, has it to second for one. D-back to first. It's not in time. Franco beat it, and the Phillies get a run. It's 8-0. And that's how this ballgame would end. Nobody would score after that run in the bottom of the fourth for the Phillies. After Nicolino, Nick Whitgren worked out of a bases-loaded jam in the fifth inning. Brian Ellington, two no-hit, no-run innings. Nephi Ogando pitched a perfect ninth. So the Phillies didn't score again, but the Marlins didn't score at all against Jeremy Hellickson. Hellickson went the distance in this one, a complete game, three-hit shutout. After the D. Gordon hit leading off the game, the only two hits he allowed the rest of the way, a single by Martin Prado in the fourth inning, a double by Derek Dietrich in the seventh. At one point, he retired eight straight and 16 of 17 from the end of the first inning into the seventh. Hellickson was in complete control tonight. He allowed a Dietrich double, and then he hit Xavier Scruggs in the seventh with one out, but he would not allow another runner. He set down the final eight in a row to close it out. Jeremy Hellickson, a complete game, three-hit shutout, no walks, two-hit batsman. He struck out five. He goes all the way tonight, 106 pitches, 73 strikes. So the Phillies win it 8-0 for Philadelphia. Eight runs, 11 hits, no errors, eight men left. For the Marlins in defeat tonight, no runs, three hits, no errors. They strand three. Hellickson, the complete game shutout. He's 12-9 with the victory. Jose Urania takes the loss. He drops to 4-7.
Well, we'll do it again this evening from Philadelphia as the Marlins take their final trip of 2016 to what was America's first capital. So with that in mind, our Fish Family Code today is Independence Hall, one of the best stops that there is in Philadelphia, Independence Hall. 7:05, first pitch this evening. Kyle Seeloff gets us there with Marlins on Deck, presented by Geico just after the 6:30 hour. Then join Dave and Glenn for the live play-by-play from Citizens Bank Park on 940 Winds and the Miami Marlins Radio Network.